Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Sister Place Blog Talk Radio Show. We are continuing our interview this morning, and this morning we have author, freelancer, entrepreneur, freelance entertainer, writer, advocate, Gigi Wilkins. Gigi, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. So tell us about your novel, I Married My Daddy, A Journey to Self.
Yes, indeed. I Married My Daddy is a story about life, you know, resilience, perseverance, and faith. The novel illustrates the reality of living in day-to-day environments filled with domestic violence and all its caveats, you know, alcoholism, mental abuse, mental illness, drug abuse, but all from a child's perspective.
Okay. That's beautiful. So what inspired you to share your story?
I was born in Houston, Texas, raised in the Fifth Ward area, lived in Clinton Manor Apartments, also known as Coke Street Apartments, early on, up until grade school age. And my mother and I began writing this book some years ago to inspire others to follow their dreams. You know, she would say, never let your zip code dictate your future. And the other element was to educate men and women on the devastating effects of physical and emotional violence. But after losing my mother, I had no desire to move forward on this project. Over time, though, I found myself encouraging others and sharing our experiences. Moreover, though, men, women, and childhood friends, you know, even expressed enormous gratitude for the positive impact my mother had on their lives. So I felt compelled to, you know, honor her commitment to helping others, and in doing so, it proved to be therapeutic in my own relationships, especially after my failed divorce, failed marriage.
Okay. So what message do you want readers and listeners to walk away with after reading I Married My Daddy, A Journey to Self?
First and foremost, any form of abuse should never be tolerated. You know, I desperately want readers and listeners to understand the long-term effects of raising children in an abusive environment. And let me just share some statistics with you. Children in homes with violence are physically abused or seriously neglected at a rate of 1,500% higher than the national average. Domestic violence in childhood is directly correlated with difficulties learning, deficiencies in visual motor skills, and problems with attention and memory. Also, children in homes with violence are 3 times more likely to repeat the cycle in adulthood, 2 times more likely to commit suicide, and 50% more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. And another fact is children constantly exposed to domestic violence are 74% more likely to commit a violent crime against someone else.
Those are some strong facts. Wow.
Yes.
You started a project inspired by your mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
Children are really the silent victims. Our focus really was always on the children. Whenever we hear about domestic abuse, there's laser focus on adults and the physical elements of violence. You know, very little is mentioned about children and the psychological effects, which quite often is a contributing factor to deviant adult behavior. You know, our faith in God got us through many, many trials, especially growing up in that era and growing up in the environment where, you know, there was always negativity. We began volunteering at different places, and then we discovered that school and church were kind of a refuge for children, you know, living in volatile environments. Many youth, so they became masters at masking their torment and disrupted home life, really as a coping and defense mechanism. So I'm working to build the Christ Strength Love Foundation. Our goal is to bring awareness to and partner with the deaf community and educational systems to develop methods of identifying characteristics of children living in homes with domestic violence and determining the best strategy for ending the cycle of abuse through education and consistent emotional support.
Oh, that's good. That is good. So what advice do you have for women and men when it comes to domestic violence?
First thing, seek help immediately. You know, the longer you stay in a violent relationship, the greater the chances of you paying with your life. I mean, you know, I've heard women say they didn't want to lose the material possession, or they're staying for the kids. If your instincts tell you, you know, something isn't right, follow that. You can replace things, money, and objects. One thing you cannot replace is a life, you know. Take, for instance, the Felicia Blakely story. Look how many lives were destroyed there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had that child received the nourishment, you know, had there been a strong father figure or mother there to identify, you know, what was needed to help that family thrive, you know, things could have been a lot different. A few years back, I was selected to participate in a pilot program for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Here we mentored teens who had been involved in minor offenses, and we wanted to try to get them on the straight and narrow. Another organization I volunteer for is the Prison Entrepreneurship Program, mentoring inmates from all walks of life, socioeconomic backgrounds, and nationalities on business and coping skills to be successful, you know, in professional environments. But the common factor in both groups that stood out to me the most was that each had been exposed to domestic violence at a very young age, and or the father was not a constant positive figure in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, as adults, we tend to think, even kids, you know, we think domestic violence is only physical. And, you know, that's not true. Domestic violence is verbal. It's emotional, psychological, financial, and sexual, you know. And without getting proper nourishment without getting that counseling or having some positive force, you know, there to help them, to teach them how not to repeat these behaviors, you know, it's very detrimental. So counseling is a vital step towards making better future life choices. It's also important to maintain balance, you know, in the victim's lives and the lives of the children associated with those relationships. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really want... I just wanted to add, I want women, you know, to own their value, be confident in their relationships, and in their decisions, you know. It's okay to be independent, you know, but you have to have relationships that are positive, you know. You have to be able to thrive in those relationships. You don't want to lose yourself in a relationship, you know. Never feel like you have to settle. I also want to speak to men. I want men to recognize the importance of being their daughter's role models, you know, to circumvent those tragic situations, which often results, you know, in lives lost, in families lost, you know, just in general. So many things go wrong when a girl or a young woman cannot, you know, see that there is a positive force in a man, or that there is a father figure there that is truly there to nourish them, love them, and protect them.
Absolutely. Little girls do need their daddies. That is so true. And
yes,
young men need
yes,
their fathers.
Indeed.
They need that positive
positive
role model. Absolutely.
Definitely,
now,
one
of the things that I love that you're doing with your novel is that you are donating a percentage of the proceeds to help domestic violence.
Yes, indeed.
Can you
yes, indeed.
Tell everyone where they can, where and how they can get your book?
Okay. The best way, and what I really love for everyone, I kind of worked something out with a few organizations here in my hometown, Houston, Texas. And if people purchase the book from my website, gg-wilkins.com, that enables me to kind of cut out the middleman and donate proceeds to various organizations and charities around town and actually nationally to assist with, you know, building families and helping people who have been affected by domestic violence.
That is beautiful. So our last question, how can our audience and listeners find you and learn more about you on social media and tell them a little bit how to a little more about your website as well?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, first of all, a special thanks to you, I mean, for joining me on this journey and giving me a platform to share my experiences. I mean, this has really been a blessing to me. This is a project that I've worked on for quite some time. I'd like for everyone to kind of connect with me via the Ask the Author tab on my website. There I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from men and women, so I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I answer questions and kind of give advice and also give resources for people to learn more about what they can do as far as assisting families and also not becoming victims of domestic violence. Also, you can find me on Instagram, gg.wilkins, and Twitter, Miss GG Wilkins.
All right, guys. There you have it. Please go to her website, GG Wilkins.
Yes.
Wilkins, sorry. And purchase a book there directly. That way the proceeds that are being donated to the various organizations can get there and communicate with her, talk to her, engage with her. She is a sweetheart and a doll. And I have had the pleasure to work with her. I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. And I love promoting independent authors who are on a journey and a purpose to having an impact, not just about making sales, but having an impact
absolutely,
on the community
absolutely.
To find resolution. Gigi, I am so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I'm so honored to be able to have you on this journey with me. You just don't know. It's been wonderful, and I'm excited about new projects that are coming up in 2018. So you guys stay tuned, stay focused, and let's do what we can to bring our families together and end this perpetual cycle of domestic violence.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there you guys have it. GG Wilkins, our author spotlight this morning on Sister Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Gigi, you have a beautiful afternoon, and I will be in touch with you.
You do the same. All right, dear. Great day. Thank you so much, and thank everyone for listening. I appreciate it.
All right, now. All right, guys, stay tuned. Check her out. Go to her website,